It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy till day's end. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, enjoy day, the Refreshing.
Good morning, everybody, and happy new week. It is Sunday, and it is the 19th of the month. May God richly bless each and every one of you, and we wish you God's richest blessings on today. We are going to have worship and wellness, just one thought. We have one verse we're going to talk about because we have our final day of our training school today, a little later this morning, and we need to be prepared for that. May God bless you. It's time for our prayer. My wife, undreamed of, will take us to the throne of grace at this time.
Good morning. Let's pray. Father in heaven, loving Lord, we thank you for this day of creation. We thank you for giving us another opportunity to be able to come together and to study your word. And now we pray that your spirit would be with our pastor as you anoint his words, fill him with your spirit. And as always, we pray to be fed fresh manna from heaven, helping us to grow in grace and wisdom, gaining us knowledge and understanding. These things are prayed and asked in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Our opening song is It's About Time for the Coming of Christ.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time, O Christian. It's about
it's about
Amen. It is about time, brothers and sisters. And at this time, we're going to look at Matthew chapter 5, verse 25. I anticipate that it will be a little shorter than normal this early morning, but we let the Spirit of God lead. Amen. That's what we do. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for the Holy Spirit. We're in great need of thy Spirit. We ask, Lord, that you bless us, and we thank you for all that you've done, and we just give you praise, glory, and honor. Father, I just pray that you will continue to walk with us and work with us and be with us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Brothers and sisters, we're going to be looking at Matthew 5:25, but before we do, I want to read two verses before, because there is a principle. A text out of context is a pretext. If you have a text and you pull it out of context, it's a pretext. A pretext is a deception. So you can actually deceive people with the Bible if you pull a text out of its context. So because of that, we're going to look at the context of verse 25. Verse 23 says, therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother hath aught against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. Okay? So, my brothers and sisters, what I want you to understand is that God prizes relationships. And you can be a worshiper of his, but if there is aught between you and a brother or sister, God would say, he'll wait on the worship, go make it right with your brother, then come back. Because, see, whatever is wrong between you and your brother could be the loss of a soul, and he came to save souls, and we are chains let down from heaven. We're a link. Each of us is a link in the chain let down from heaven to save souls. So when I break that link, it causes some souls to be lost. So God wants us to work and humble ourselves, just like Jesus humbled himself and came down and died. So this is the context, relationships, keep relationships. So watch this. It says, agree, verse 25, with thine adversary quickly, whilst thou art in the way with him, lest at any time the adversary deliver thee to the judge, and the judge deliver thee to the officer, and thou be cast into prison. Then it says, verily I say unto you, thou shalt by no means come out thence, till thou hast paid the uttermost farthing. And then it just goes on. So what is God saying here? Christians have issues, or we have issues with people. Those issues, sometimes you might even have to take a loss. Sometimes you might be defrauded. Sometimes it may be unfair. God is telling us, as we let the Spirit lead, that we should agree quickly. In other words, if we can mend the relationship, you have to ask yourself ask this question. Is this something that I could go to jail for? Even, you know, it could be that they could lie on me, you know, but is this something I could go to jail for? Is this something that God wants to have in the secular courts? Oftentimes, it's not. And just because you can prove your point, just because you can prove you're right, somebody could twist things and it could turn into something very ugly. So God is saying, listen, just let it go. Let it go. It's not worth. Whether it's a bigger fish to fry. And we have to be led by the Spirit at every moment in situations like this. But there are times where God is just saying, let it go. So I have a little phrase that I say, and it is better to be righteous than to be right. Did you get that? It is better to be righteous than to be right. Sometimes you're right and somebody else is wrong. But the more righteous thing to do is not keep pushing the point. Agree to disagree. Everything didn't go the way it ought to go, but take a merciful stand, and instead of always the stand of justice, and you will see, you will come out a lot further ahead. wrapping yourself up in court battles and stuff, even if you're right, is not always God's plan for you, friends. I've known people who are dead today simply because they didn't understand this, and the stress that they, because they were right, and they just got stressed out because they were being done wrong. If they had let it go, they would be alive today. It just wasn't worth all the stress that they went into. So, wonderful principle. You see, the Bible has prophecies. The Bible has principles, and both are important. I love both the Bible prophecies and the Bible principles. So with that principle, I will let you go, friends. May the Lord bless you and keep you today. May we have a peaceful spirit. May we do all we can to be winsome. The greatest argument in favor of Christianity is a loving and lovable Christian. I'm going to ask my wife if she will have our closing prayer. We're not opening the phone lines. We have a major class we have to do today. It's our final, and it's been a wonderful, wonderful class. So if you are not enrolled, brothers and sisters, talk to me about that. You can actually enroll. We have a course that is online now, and sometimes it's virtual, but it's often on and everything we teach virtually, which means they came on Zoom. But it comes with a very good textbook, and it's teaching people in a fraction of the time for a fraction of the cost. God gave us a learning system, and I say God gave it to us because the Bible says it is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. If we take credit for what God has done, we're going to end up being like Nebuchadnezzar, who said, "Is that this great Babylon that I have built?" No, we didn't do it, brothers and sisters. We're just instruments in God's hands, but it is a wonderful certification course that God has put together, and if you're not involved in it, you should be. We'll be talking more about that at a later time, but at this time, we'll go ahead and pray and close out at this time. Sweetheart.
Father in heaven, we thank you for this time of worship. We thank you, Lord, for your word, and we just pray that your spirit will continue to teach us the things we need to know. We pray that you will bless everyone who has joined us this morning on this broadcast, and ask that you will bless their day as they go about doing service ultimately unto you. And we do pray, Lord, that you will be with all of us and heal us, Lord. We need spiritual, mental, and physical healings. And we know that time is short. We can see the signs of the time. And we know, Lord, that your coming is very, very soon, much sooner than many of us may even think it is. And we just pray that you will help us to be cleansed of all unrighteousness, changed into your perfect character, wearing only your image, and ready to be redeemed when you come. Help us to be faithful servants, Lord, so we may be with you for eternity. Thank you for being with us, caring for us, loving us, and most importantly, giving us your word so we'll know how to be in a relationship with you. All things are prayed and asked in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. But he shall receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life.
Therefore, if we do our part in faith, God would open ways before us now undreamed of. God bless you.
Our closing song is "I Will Trust in the Lord."
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will worship the Lord. I will worship the Lord. I will worship the Lord till I die. I will worship the Lord. I will worship the Lord. I will worship the Lord till I die. I will walk with the Lord.
For those of you who've just come on, we're just ending early because we have a class to teach. God bless you.